Random House Audio presents Rabbit is Rich by John Updike. Read for you by Arthur Morey. At night, he lights up a good cigar and climbs into the little old bus and maybe cusses the carburetor and shoots out home. He mows the lawn or sneaks in some practice putting, and then he's ready for dinner. George Babbitt of The Ideal Citizen. The difficulty to think at the end of day, when the shapeless shadow covers the sun, and nothing is left except light on your fur. Wallace Stevens, A Rabbit as King of the Ghosts. Chapter 1. Running out of gas, Rabbit Angstrom thinks as he stands behind the summer dusty windows of the Springer Motors display room, watching the traffic go by on Route 111. Traffic somehow thin and scared compared to what it used to be. The fucking world is running out of gas. But they won't catch him. Not yet. Because there isn't a piece of junk on the road gets better mileage than his Toyotas, with lower service costs. Read Consumer Reports, April issue. That's all he has to tell the people when they come in. And come in they do. The people out there are getting frantic. They know the great American ride is ending. Gas lines at 99.9 cents a gallon and 90% of the stations to be closed for the weekend. The governor of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania calling for $5 minimum sales to stop the panicky topping up. And truckers who can't get diesel shooting at their own trucks. There was an incident right in Diamond County.